We're back to Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome the program first, author of the my co-host, author of the Hollow Man series, and CEO of many companies. Paul, how are you? Are you excited about our guest?
Yes, I am. Today we have Dr. David Jack Fletcher, and he is one heck of an author, and he's going to tell us all about his work.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on.
So tell us a little bit about how you became an author. How'd that happen?
Well, so far I've spent most of my career in academia, but I always had that sort of, I want to write, passion. And after about 10 or 12 years in academia, I sort of was just getting a little bit bored, and I decided to try and rediscover my initial love, which was to write horror. And so I decided to just open a Word document one day and just start writing, and it's just gone from there.
So tell me more about, writing horror. And what type of horror are you into in movies? What type of genre?
Okay, so there are so many types of horror out there. There's psychological, there's body horror, there's, ghost, supernatural, all that sort of stuff. I like most of it. My go-to is probably the creature feature. So films like Cabin in the Woods, for instance, where there's just a whole bunch of monsters running around everywhere. And I also really like comedy horror. So movies like Tucker and Dale versus Evil, which really sort of play on the traditional conventions of horror and twist them on their head a little bit. So those are the things that I really like. And my first book, The Haunting of Harry Peck, is actually a comedy horror. I would say it's kind of a YA, young adult book.
Okay.
But what I've done is I've taken a bunch of really classic scenes from films like Friday the 13th, The Ring, Nightmare on Elm Street, and I've sort of replaced all those really gory graphic scenes with the villain of my book, which is a chicken, the ghost of a chicken. So
that's
the ridiculous.
Yeah. So you definitely were into into Freddy and all that stuff, Nightmare on Elm Street, and
yes,
Friday the 13th. Why can't we go back to that? Halloween. Why can't we go back to that in horror? Why have we not been able to?
I don't know. I think they had their day, and I feel like people really respect that those were the iconic horror films, right? So we've never really had another Alfred Hitchcock, for instance, and everyone sort of just agrees, Psycho, The Birds, all those, they're his. And then you move on to like John Carpenter and things, and it's like, we know that, John Carpenter is the only John Carpenter. So let's just leave that alone and we'll try something else. That's the way I see it.
So what are the big horrors you think now, horror movies now that really do well? Because thriller and horror are probably the number one box office hits right now. Instead of, unless you see Barbie or something, but meaning like that's what they keep bringing to the theaters.
Yeah, so I recently saw 10, and I enjoyed that. But for me, the best horror movie that's come out recently was The Last Voyage of the Demeter, which is a Dracula story.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I like Barbarian.
Oh, Barbarian, yes, I loved that one. But
wasn't
there
that
so many? I mean, there was
Barbarian. even the one with the AI doll that was interesting. That,
Megan
was good. But is there a Megan
yes.
2 coming out?
I do think so. Yeah. But she's like the new Chucky, right?
You're right. Yeah, but Chucky, I was never into. Megan's creepier.
Megan, I just loved how she was dancing down the corridor in that. There's that one scene where she's dancing down the corridor, and it's so creepy.
Exactly.
She's so innocent about it.
Oh man. Well, some great stuff. So the chicken, are you going to have a series in this book?
It was supposed to be a trilogy, and I have it planned out, but then I sort of just moved into kind of the body horror stuff that I used to do when I was a bit younger. And so my latest book, which came out in June, is Raven's Creek, and that's a creature feature survival body horror. And people seem to be really enjoying that one.
All right. Best place people can find information on you, purchase a book, and learn more about you. Where can they go?
The best place is probably Instagram. I tend to be more active on that. And it's just at Fletcher Horror is my handle. But you can also look at all of our books from Slashic Horror Press, which is the publishing company that I co-founded. And just Google Slashic Horror Press and we come straight up. So
Excellent. We appreciate it, sir.
thank you.
All right, you're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.